Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. It is my honor, blessing, and privilege indeed to be here with you tonight. Listen, I want you to understand that this broadcast is not aired by my own might or power. I want you to please understand and get it in your spirit that there is a fight that goes on. Hallelujah. To each and every one of you who are children of the Most High God, who are endeavoring to live holy before Him and allow Him to use you for His kingdom purpose. Praise God. So please understand, this is not the M.G. Page show or M.G. Page's ministry. It's not about that. It's about me trying to do the best that I can to obey what God has given me to do and to serve Him in spirit and in truth while doing what He says according to His word, not my own understanding, and lifting up the people of God before Him constantly. That is my endeavor. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Are you? Absolutely not. But we're supposed to do what? Work out our own soul salvation. Work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. And if you really have a fear and trembling in your heart, it doesn't mean that you're afraid as scaredy cat, boo boo kitty, like that. No. Hallelujah. I know we're in the season with all these ghosts and goblins and people are promoting Satan like never before. But for the child of God to have a godly fear and trembling means that you have the Spirit of God in you. Your heart is seeking to please Him with all of your might. Glory to God. And because of it, you want to keep His word, which means to love one another. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said that, you know. He said, if you love talking, but if you really love me, hallelujah, keep my commandments. Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. And that must be our endeavor. Hallelujah. To keep what He says, to do what He says do, to rely on and honor the grace of God that has been afforded to us through Calvary's cross. Woo, we rich, y'all. We understand that. We are the billionaires. That's who we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Don't look at your book. Don't look at your account. How much you felt. We are rich in God because of Christ. If you could just grab all to that, knowing that you don't have to want for nothing, because He is your good shepherd. Yes, Jesus is. Hallelujah. And for those of you who haven't tried Him lately, yes, even in the church, some doubt might have crept in because of your child. Come on here. Your heart might have been broken because God revealed some things to you that maybe you didn't want to see. Hallelujah. Try Jesus. Hey, He's a healer and mender of the broken heart tonight. I'm a witness. I said He's a lifter up of the hung down head, the bowed down head. Lift up your head, oh ye gates, and be lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. He's going to come in. You know why? Because you're expecting Him. When you lift up your head, I'm ready. I want to see you. Ooh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, I expect to see you. I want to feel you touch me one more time. Hallelujah. And I know your face is going to come see about me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Now listen, we have some reading to do. I pray and trust that all of you are doing well in your everyday walks with the Lord. Listen, because we are in an hour, in a period of manifold and diverse temptations. Hallelujah. The Lord has sent this word tonight to encourage us and to help keep us, hallelujah, on track. Amen. And for some of us, amen, to get back on track, including myself, because, listen, sometimes when you're going through fire, hallelujah, or any type of test or whatever it is that we must be tested with, that we must contend with in order to be built. Come on here. Sometimes you can I don't want to say fall off course, but sometimes, listen, there are weary soldiers out there under the sound of my voice that sometimes just get tired. Hallelujah. But guess what? We get our strength from the word of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. And so that's what we want to feast on tonight. Just a reminder from the through and by the Holy Ghost of where we are to be and what God has said. He said, she said, they said, the pastor said, your mama said. What did God say? Hallelujah. That's why we're here to talk about love tonight. Amen. So let's go to Matthew 10, and then we're going to bounce over backward into the Old Testament to 1 Samuel 18. All right? Matthew 10 reads like this in verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, ooh, I could lose it right there, but I'm going to keep on reading, against unclean spirits. Now, can we pause there just for a minute? The Bible says that when Jesus called unto himself, not unto denomination, not unto cliques and clubs and organized factions, when he called them, yeah, unto himself, he gave them power. Woo! I want you to, this ain't no Energizer Bunny power. This is the real deal, baby. Holy Ghost power. Clean power, uncompromised power. How? Bless the Lord. He gave them power against what? Unclean spirits. We're surrounded by them. Some of them need to be cast out of some of us. Glory to God. Let's just talk real talk, and it's all right. Guess what? He gave them power to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. If the church of God would really rise up, pharmaceutical industry will be out of business, baby. Ah, he gave us power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, physical, emotional, all of our mental, all of it. Yeah, now let me explain something. Don't be discouraged when you hear preachers say, well, your child of God ain't supposed to be sick. Listen here. Jesus said that the physician came to heal that which needed to be healed. Hallelujah. So God has a place in our lives for everything. Hallelujah. He allows certain things for the purpose of him getting glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need a thorn in the flesh. Glory be to God. Amen. I know it may not sound right to some of you. Hallelujah. But God knows what to do and what to allow to keep our attention on him, our focus on seeking him. Now, it doesn't mean that he gives us sickness. That's not what I'm saying. Sickness is not of God. All right? Hallelujah. But what I'm saying is, if by chance, and I know there are a lot of us that do, you are having to endure any type of challenge in your body, in your mind. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. Glory to God. Sometimes your miracle is instantaneous, and there are other times where your healing is a process, because there are golden kingdom nuggets that he's trying to teach you in the process of you being healed, like forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Shandaba. Yes, sometimes we are harboring sicknesses and illnesses because we have gone through so much and we have not let the God go. Is that all right? Amen. So we got that clear. Let's go to verse 2. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Mm-hmm. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, listen to the instructions. Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I want you to go and get my children first. Those the original kingdom children. Yeah. The house of Israel, I want you to go to them first. It's not time for the Gentiles yet. Hallelujah. at that time, okay? And as ye go, what did he say? Preach. Preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Look what he told them to do. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. Rely on me for everything, is what he's saying. Nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. I'm going to take care of you with your assignment. If I sent you, I'm going to take care of you. Hallelujah. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Let's read this here. Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Then to you it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Ooh, Jesus told them that thing, and it applies right now. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Let's stop right there. Now, we got to skip over to 1 Samuel 18, okay? Let's go over to Samuel 18, 1 Samuel 18, 1 Samuel 18, starting at verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. What a wonderful welcome David received. Hallelujah. When he entered into Saul's house, come on here tonight, after killing Goliath, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful reception he got. Hey, Bansi, by the king and the king's servant. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand that David did what he was told. Look at what verse 5 says. He did what he was told. Hallelujah. He received specific instructions from his leader, and he did what he was told, and he behaved himself how? Wisely. And he was promoted. He was head over the men of war. He was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. They were having a praise party of victory. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000. And Saul was very wroth. Oh. Look at how the tables turned so quick. Saul, oh God, was just a few minutes ago patting David on the back. My son, my son, my boy. Look at what you done did for Israel. I'm getting ready to promote you. I'm going to send you over the men of war. I accept you, son, until Kobeshe. The people began to give him accolades and praise. Until the people began to speak the truth. Oh, God. Clean his thousands. Glory to God. And David is 10,000. Now, a proud, real father. Oh, God, please help me tonight. That didn't have any malice in his heart. Would have celebrated his son. Has been honored and privileged. That God would have entrusted him with such a servant, such a warrior, such an anointed child. But instead, Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed the thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Help us tonight, Jesus, that the evil and wickedness that's in the heart, Lord of mercy. Many of you tonight, Rebbe Keshma, are being eyed by the green-eyed monster, Korabam Shakur. not only by leaders in the church. Y'all don't want to have no real talk. But in your workplace, even in your home, some of you in your marriage, he got angry. And so I, David, from that day and forward. I want you to understand, he wasn't looking at him with love. But what was he plotting and scheming and hating on him, wishing him evil? My God, look at how that demon manifests. Look at here. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God, I see, I don't want to shout there. The evil spirit. Now, because the page you just finished saying that God don't put sickness on people. No, he don't. But I want you to understand that God in his sovereignty, God, Rishia, will give you exactly what you asked him for. Sister Paige, what do you mean? Saul asked for an evil spirit by playing with them demons? Yes, he did. He opened himself up under Babosha. And I guarantee you that before destruction came, he was warned. Because Samuel kept going to him over and over and over to tell him to get himself together. He wouldn't hearken. God gave him over. The evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. Y'all don't want to really look at this. He prophesied even under the influence of an evil spirit. Y'all got to help me understand something tonight. Gifts and calling are without what? Repentance. You can have a gift. You can have oil on you. Hallelujah. And still be alone. Amen. That's why Jesus told his disciples, listen, I'm sending you out as lambs for wolves. I'm sending you as, sheep in the midst of wolves. Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as the dove. We're dealing with some stuff here. Hallelujah. And David played with his hands as at other times, praising and worshiping and serving. Akaya Bosha. And there was a javelin in Saul's hand. Lord have mercy. I got to tell somebody tonight, watch out for the javelin. Oh, God, some people will use their authority and their power to wound you, to scar you, to hurt you. But I want you to understand the message of the Father's blood. No one performs the message of the Father's blood. If it would happen, so I'll cast the javelin. He said, I will smack David even to the wall with it. He wanted to kill David. I want you to understand that we're in perilous times. The love of many is waxing cold. My God, there's a great falling away. Men are calling evil good and good evil. But be of good cheer, child of God. You're covered in the blood of Jesus. Get under the blood and stay there. Yeah. The enemy wants to destroy you. And he don't care who he'll use. Oh, he will use your own children if he can. Come on. Use your spouse, parents. And God will allow you to be tested to teach you how to walk right according to his standard. Amen. Amen. Listen to what he said. David avoided out of his presence twice. David got away. And Saul was afraid of David. Please understand something here. The enemy don't mess with nobody that he has on lockdown. If you run out of threat, the enemy wouldn't bother you. And if you were not treasure in the eyes of God, God would not allow you to be tested. You worth the challenge. You worth the fight. You worth the test. God can bring you. He already knows the outcome. He knows what his child is going to do. Talks about sickle. Hallelujah. You know you might fall, but you're going to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and go to shopping again. Yes! You got the Holy Ghost in your DNA. Come on here. Ain't nothing weak about you. Hallelujah. Couple weeks Praise God. Look at what happened. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him. The devil recognizes your God. Come on here. He went up in heaven with us. Tandi Shebo. We had the same creator. Oh God. Hey. The enemy knows that God is with you. He knows that God has his hand on you. And he knows that God is fighting your battle. Yeah. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. Maybe, just maybe, beloved, there are folk about you bad because God's spirit is with you and on you and in you. And they're not where they're supposed to be. Maybe Saul could have just smitten 10,000. But he left God. Rashima. Oh, my God. He didn't have that same power. He didn't have the same victory. He didn't have that anointing anymore. So he hated on David, who had it, but was about to be promoted. Please put that in your treasure chest and hold on to it. Hallelujah. It's not about you, baby boy, baby girl. It's because of the anointing that's on your life. The Lord departed from Saul. It was too late for him. Look at what happened. Therefore, Saul removed him from him and made him captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. It seemed almost like he demoted David. But how about this? How about God has you right where he needs you to be? Listen, don't worry about folk pick their certificates and their trophies and their positions and titles. But the king is and he's going to make your enemies your footstool. Watch him do it. Watch him do it. Watch him. Now, Jacob, you watch yourself, too, while you watching God. Because when he do it, you're going to have to forgive him. All right? Hallelujah. Come on here. Mm-hmm. So look at what happens here. Look at what happens here. So Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself how? Foolishly. He was disrespectful, right? He cursed Saul, right? He told Saul about himself, right? Rebbe Kishma. That's not what the Bible said. David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. He did not retaliate. He did not try to get Saul back. He did not try to rally the people against him. Look at what happened. He behaved himself wisely. Isn't that what Jesus told us? The message that they can find that cunning, sharp, come on, as the serpent, but as human, as the dove. Don't talk about the serpent. The serpent can be right up under you and you don't recognize it unless you have a keen eye. You know that? The serpent has the ability to camouflage itself right in the midst of everything going on around you. Remember Judas? Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in the midst of everything that's around you, the enemy can camouflage himself there. He'll try to present himself like he belongs there. Remember how the devil came and presented himself along to something, God? God, what the hell are you doing here? You don't belong here. Under your shah. Amen. The enemy is sitting next to you in the pew of the church to sing in the choir with you. Lay in your bed. Test my reporters. In the marriage bed, that is. Come on here. Hallelujah. Go to lunch with buy your birthday presents. Bestie. Cats will go by. He don't care. How he gonna what method he can use to destroy you. And if that don't work, you try to put sickness on you. Shandi. Trying to take you off. Hallelujah. But no other form that gets you shall prosper. Look at what happened. David behaved himself. Wisely in all his ways. Let me tell you something else about the serpent that's wise. He watches. And he waits. Ooh, we got to watch as
what is pendiable. That we have to learn to wait on the Lord. Shambabaha. And be of good courage. Hallelujah. The enemy don't distract and start carrying on because he had the ability to do so. But he's not going to my heart. Gently. But he waits. Hallelujah. We are to watch as well as pray. Seek the Lord for wisdom and strategy. Hallelujah. That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. Wisely David behaved himself, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. Listen, wisdom has power. But if you know for a surety and for a fact that you need wisdom to handle your situation, let me pray over you. Would you allow me to do that? Hallelujah. Father, we need some help tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, come as humbly as we know how. And Father, there are many times that we haven't been humble when we came to you because we were upset, we were angry, we were offended, we were mistreated. Hallelujah. My God, we need your help tonight. Father, many of us are in situations that we don't know how to handle. And we have been doing our bestest of the best to try to handle things the way we know how. Our knowledge cannot be compared to your expertise and wisdom. And for that reason, we need your wisdom tonight. Father, you admonish us in your word. You said, if any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God. Father, we come to you tonight seeking wisdom. We need to know how to handle our everyday lives. We are in war. And we are at war. Father, the oils are being pressed. My God, the oil is being pressed. And we need wisdom. We need wisdom. We don't make all this father's will to the Lord. We ain't getting off until you finish. We're determined. We're comfortable. Give us wisdom. Teach us how. Teach us when. Teach us what. Show us who. And keep wondering. So that we can be the ones you call us to be. My Jesus, yes, God. In spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, to exercise wisdom. Hallelujah. And to be as hungry as the dove. How do we do that, Father? You told us to love one another, to bless them that curse us. Hallelujah, you told us to love our enemies. Not for we can't do it in and of ourselves. We need your help. We need your prayer. Bless you, Kamananti. We need wisdom, and we need humility. We need this flesh crucified. So, Father, continue to teach us. Hallelujah, continue to fashion and mold us. So that we can come out looking exactly the way you would have us to look, like your son Jesus, conformed to him and transformed by the renewing of our minds in your word. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak blessings over every household represented in the stairway tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, be thou glorified and magnified in us. We praise you and thank you for your many blessings that make me have us follow with them. In Jesus' name, we seal this prayer. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that seals our deposit of wisdom, even at the pressure of Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time. I got to go. But I love you, and I thank God for your life. Stay encouraged. Know that I'm here with you and for you, praying with you. Continue to keep Let's Talk About Love and Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries in your prayers, and know that God has a sure plan for your life. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye now.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.